I guess, first of all, I've got to say congratulations because it looks like you'll be re-elected to your seat, which is terrific, I guess, and must be personally satisfaction to you, given that the way you got into Parliament was through a casual vacancy when Brian Green retired. So you've run before and not got in, and this time you got a good personal vote, so you must be really happy about that.
Yeah, I am. I think I'm level now. For I've won as many as I've lost.
Okay.
So I've run two and won two.
Okay.
So I got back in 2018.
Yep.
So I won the by-election, the recount, and then I got re-elected in 2018 and re-elected again 2021.
Okay, and obviously statewide from the party, not the result you would have looked for, but I'm certainly hoping that you probably will retain the portfolios you had previously, or will there be a reshuffle?
I think that, you know, after something like this, there's always the option for a reshuffle. I mean, I'd love to keep the portfolios I've got, but that's up to the leader, and we'll have to see how the cards fall, I suppose. But I mean, I'm very happy with the portfolios I have, but things can change in politics, that's for sure.
Indeed. One of the things that you brought to the attention of the public in the lead up to the election was the fact that mineral exploration has fallen by nearly 70% in the last 5 or 6 years. And that's got to be concerning. And you also mentioned that we haven't seen the flow-on effect yet that will have on mining activity and jobs. But obviously, if there's no exploration going on, there's no expansion, is there?
That's right. It's bad for a couple of reasons. One is because if there's no exploration, the chances of a new mine getting up are quite remote. You have to have bankable feasibility to get cash. So you can't just say, oh, yeah, look, we've got this great resource. You should, you know, throw some money at us. It doesn't work like that. There's actually a process you have to go through. You have to actually have bankable resources. And without that, you can't get money. You can't get any cash to start a new mine. And it's the same with an existing mine. If you don't have a lot of resource in front of you, then, that brings your current operation into doubt. So that it's bad in two ways. So I know that some of the mines have recently announced that they've got a number of, up to 10 years worth of resource in front of them, which is great. But there are other mines that maybe don't. But I think more critically, the chances of getting a new mine up with such a massive fall in exploration is quite remote.
If you'd got to government, you were going to invest in a $3 million exploration drilling grant scheme. I guess now you need to convince the government that that's worthwhile.
Yeah, they're sort of along a similar line. They promised about half as much, but the way that they were doing it, they've had it in place for a few years and it hasn't worked. From what I understand, from what I remember from budget estimates, that all the money they allocated hadn't been spent. So there are other barriers as well, and those are the things that we should be working on together, both Labor and Liberal, to make sure that mining exploration does continue or indeed ramp up so that future projects are there ready for investment.
On the subject of mining and forestry and workplace invasion, which is once we've spoken about before with the Workplaces Amendments Bill. We know that it was voted down by the Legislative Council, so it's back to the drawing board. We know that it didn't sort of really stand up to scrutiny, that it would have been challenged in the High Court and all that sort of stuff as well. But regardless of how the election win, lose or draw, you're still keen to go back to the drawing board and take a bipartisan approach to it with the government.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to do. But I think the government have decided to take another path, and that is to once again just try and ram through the legislation that's failed two times already and already been knocked out of the High Court. I think that's what they were promising. I think it'd be far more productive if they actually tried a new strategy, which isn't just about wedging Labor, which is actually about solving the problem. So, and that is introducing aggravated trespass like other states, but also timber harvesting safety zones like Victoria, so that will stop people invading logging coops, which I would argue is very dangerous, but also it would stop people trespassing with the intent to hinder a lawful operational occupation.
And mining sites too as well, mining sites, forestry and even aquaculture, because there's been a bit of controversy about that in recent weeks as well. And, you know, I think it's only a matter of time before activists are going to try and do something stupid around a fish farm as well.
Yeah, that's true. But there's no doubt they might stop a truck carrying fish going down Davey Street in Hobart and lock themselves to it like they used to do with log trucks. It's only a matter of time before they start doing stuff like that. But I think that, you know, I've got no problems with people protesting, but I think the way that the Bob Brown Foundation, for example, does it is very aggressive and dangerous.
Confrontational,
yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Well, let's hope
it's not the good old picket line or anything like that. Like it's you know, an invasion. Like, let's get in there and lock on and
disrupt. Yeah, it is dangerous and confrontational, If an activist was seriously injured or killed in a situation like this, I mean, who would you blame? You know, the mining company or the forestry company or the aquaculture company would be the worst people on earth, and really it's the activist's fault, and we don't want to see anyone get hurt or injured or worse than that, do we?
No, and we don't want the workers to have to face the thought that when they're swinging around on an excavator, they might run into someone.
Mm.
Or, you know, that log pole that they're all standing on, if that log pole moves,
yeah,
are sitting there getting their photos, and all of a sudden three or four of them get squished. I mean, it'd be awful for everybody.
It would, yeah. Let's hope that the government is open to bipartisan cooperation on this bill, because it's important that we get it right, isn't it?
It is, and we can't obviously have legislation that bans every protest. I mean, look what's happening in other countries when every single form of protest is banned. I mean, that's communist China.
Mm.
So, you have to have protest, but it shouldn't be for the sake of putting your own safety at risk or for locking onto machinery and so on. Like,
yep,
there has to be a line drawn.
Yeah, I think the protesters need to look at the middle ground and maybe not be so extreme. I'm sure this is an issue we'll continue to talk about for some time yet, Shane, but thanks for your time today. Again, congratulations on being re-elected. We'll talk to you again in a fortnight.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Appreciate it. Good to be back.